We don't want to pull you out of the scene.
See, this just feels like a normal orgy that we're not filming.
We don't want to pull anything out. We just want to put something in.
Great. Perfect. Now I'm on board.
What's good, everybody? You have just tuned in to the Tether Radio Podcast, the only podcast keeping you from spiraling out into the infinite abyss. I really wanted to do air horns, but I didn't have it cued. Anywho, I'm Daniel, your host, and I'm joined this week by the soul, but she'll make up, I know, for two personalities. Oh, Miss Allie.
Hey.
What's good?
You know, living the dream.
Dude, this is a shout back to, like, I don't know, like, 6 months ago? 8 months ago?
Pre-Larry days?
Pre-Larry? Yeah. Pre-Larry? PL? This is Tether Radio
Podcast. He missed a lot of episodes for like, off and on, too.
Yeah, very true. Yeah.
I mean, once we moved to a weeknight, he was doing better.
Yeah. No, I mean, Larry is the sole reason that we have the reunited jingle or song clip welcome back song clip. So, Larry, if you're listening, we miss you, bub.
Speak for yourself.
So what's good with you, Allie?
Oh man,
or should I just say, what's with you, Allie?
That's more accurate. The news this week, I had so much stuff that I wanted to get to, but most of it is so fucking negative, so I'm just not with most of it. But top of mind, big opioid settlement this week.
Hell yeah.
Which was huge, huge news. I'm not even going to cover it, but
sure,
just cool to see a $26 billion settlement.
That's with a B?
With a B.
Yep.
Not that that undoes the damage or brings back any of the thousands of lives lost, but it's still, it's nominal, so it matters, and it sets some sort of precedent, so that's...
For sure.
It's something.
Yeah.
It's good to see any fucking consequences to those bastards.
Yes, I completely agree, especially... So having worked at a pharmacy that was actually robbed three times, and I might have told this story, I'm going to go ahead and start us off with a tangent.
Yep.
One of the pharmacists that I worked for was joking around with me, and she was like, I've noticed that every time you go out of town, Daniel, and like...
You did tell this.
I did?
Yeah.
That literally they would get robbed.
Yeah.
And I'm like... I promise it's not me. I mean, like, the dude was way older than me.
And please don't accuse me of, like, corroborating with him or whatever.
Yeah. But honestly, the women that I worked for were literally, like, my surrogate mothers.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, she made that comment and then laughed it off. But, so that is definitely, that's a highlight for literally the, and I need to stop saying. That is a highlight for all of us.
Yeah.
I mean, my gosh, the fact that J&J is hit with that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Even though we were talking about it a little bit, it does make them moving forward basically immune to any kind of litigation, criminal litigation kind of thing, right?
That part sucks, but it is still
something.
Big deal.
It's something, and honestly... Have you seen our Justice Department?
It's not great. I'll tell you that.
Or justice system or whatever. I like to refer to it as the dumpster fire. The America's crowdsourced dumpster fire. So, anything else good with you this week?
Man, I got to get back to putting some sort of notes about like
really?
Any kind of highlight of my week. Yeah. I don't know.
I do it occasionally, but like I'm not going to lie. I'm struggling.
Yeah.
I'm struggling lately.
I'm just in this like fog. Like, I don't know. Work was weird this week and I just felt like I couldn't think straight. Like, it's just been a weird week.
Yeah. But I just had an idea.
Yeah.
We need to have listeners write in and say, this is what happened to me this week.
Yeah. If you guys have highlights you want us to cover,
I'll make a little like thing that it's like, it's a beautiful morning. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I should get back to like naming a good thing that happened each week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, put me on the spot. I can't.
No, you're good. I'll tell you, like, it's really funny, and this didn't really resonate with me until I got to be an adult. I got married and I had a child that it was like that koozie that says any day above ground is a good one.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Sure.
I'm just
sure.
Like,
yeah,
you know what? You're right.
Yeah.
Even if I am just, well, Corey, if you're listening, it's time to suck today's dick. Anyway, so.
Ooh, that reminds me of a good phrase that I heard this week that I didn't know existed. You can't unfuck a goat.
I love
Have
it.
You heard that?
No.
Larry acted like it was old news, and I was like, first of all, you have to tell me when you know of phrases that are this good.
Well, plus my follow-up question would be, can you unfuck anything?
No.
But I'd specifically
especially
like a goat.
Especially not a goat.
Yeah. And I totally fucked it up just now. Corey, I'm giving you credit for this phrase. Embrace the suck. Because no kidding, I was like bitching and moaning to him about literally anything and everything.
Sure.
And I said, literally again, damn it. Help me out. Just be like, eh.
I broke Larry of misusing scene and song.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Fix that.
Yeah, but that's just grammatically correct.
Yeah, but like if you have, I can fix this.
Okay.
We'll fix this.
All right. Oh, no, dude. She just cracked her knuckles. No, I was complaining to Corey about it. Literally, oh God, just said it. Now I'm just like, anyway, complain to Corey about saying anything or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what, man? Sometimes you just got to embrace the suck. And I completely agree, because sometimes life is just throwing absolute trash your way.
Yeah.
And you got to make the most of it.
You got to just be like, look how amusing this is.
Yeah, you got to make trash lemonade.
Yeah.
You know, have you ever had trash lemonade?
I'm drinking Natterday's pineapple lemonade. I feel like yes.
I think it's, yeah. I think it's something similar to toilet wine.
Oh, God.
Like the prison stuff. Have you, real quick, other tangent.
Mm-hmm.
My God, I promise, because I actually have some, like, intro stuff I want to talk about. I watched a show, and I can't remember off the top of my head what it was, but they made toilet wine. Mm-hmm. It might have been just, like, a YouTube channel kind of thing. And they took fruit cocktail from little cups,
sure.
And they emptied so many cups out or whatever.
Yeah.
And I say that too much also. Fuck! Apparently, I am just like a one-trick pony, or whatever.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
I say it a lot.
No, it's not. That's the thing that I hate when people. It's different to say or whatever, but when someone is saying something that, like, it is absolutely like, yeah, I ran 5 miles today or something. Yeah. What's the or something?
Or
you either did or you
I
did
killed
not.
A man or whatever.
Yeah, like.
No, I literally killed a man.
Was it in Reno, and was it just to watch him die?
Maybe.
Oh, my God. Where are we at? Come back. Come
all right.
Back.
All right. Let's say, whoop. It's like a tractor beam. Sucks you right in. Anyway. So,
that sounded really cool on the mic.
Thank you. I feel like I can kind of harness, what was that comedian from, like, the 80s that was just, he could do so many sound effects.
I don't know.
He was legitimately just a soundboard.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I wanted to talk about
Michael Winslow.
Is it a black guy?
Yes.
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 That's
oh,
it.
Oh, and they featured him on 20,000 decibels. What the fuck is that podcast?
Oh,
called?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He was in some kind of silly, like, was it a cop movie or
God,
something like
I don't
that?
Know.
Maybe like Police Academy.
He was in Spaceballs.
Spaceballs.
Oh, he was in all 7 Police Academies.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Michael Winslow. Big
yep,
shout out.
That's him.
Anywho, so I want to talk about what my son did last night, and it was very
creepy.
Okay.
Perfect.
And that right there was my son saying that. But so Megan and I are laying in bed. Dead asleep, he starts absolutely freaking out, okay? I'm like, you know, just trying to figure out like which end is up kind of thing. First thing I always do anytime he cries is I look at the clock. It is, and I mean this, literally 3 a.m.
Uh-huh.
On the dot.
Yep.
It, for the
witching hour.
Thank you. For the uninitiated, that is the witching hour, a.k.a. It is, well, honestly, I was going to go into it, but like it, bad, basically that's, yeah. that's where yeah, they yeah. do all the.
It's a whole thing.
Okay, like Wiccan stuff, like that's when the getting gets good.
Yeah.
That's as much as I can explain it. So I come upstairs, and he's freaking out, and he's like kind of pointing to the corner of his room, and it's like he's like doing this thing with his body, like getting rigid and like trying to stand up in bed, and he's like talking about monsters. And pointing over, like, in the corner of his room. Dude, I'm telling you, it was, all of this was registering, and it took me from, man, I'm really tired, to, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Did you just say monsters? Did you just say, like, fucking, it is 3 a.m. You're not allowed to do this shit to me, fam. Anywho, so I got him to blow his nose. Mm-hmm. And he immediately goes back to sleep.
I hate that.
Yeah. It was just, it was one of these things that I watch too many horror movies anyway. Sure. But, so yeah, so anybody that's thinking about having kids.
Just don't.
Just think about it. Just think about it.
Maybe just don't.
Maybe don't think about it. the other thing that I wanted to talk about a little bit, zero sequitur, Red Rising.
Mm-hmm.
I have, like, Allie is just like, dude, shut the fuck up.
No, I
like,
get it, because I'm this way about books, so I get it.
But this book, it is, I think it's sitting at, like, a 4.3 or-ish on Goodreads, like, 20,000, 25,000, I don't even know how many thousand. Every book in this series, I believe every book in this series, won the Goodreads sci-fi, like, best of sci-fi award the year that it came out.
So they're pretty new?
I want to say within the past 10 years. Okay. Something like that.
Yeah.
But, like, God, dude, from the first chapter, it is just duh, 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 duh. And
yeah.
It is a page-turner.
Yeah.
And I need to take, like, a little reprieve from, like, true crime, and like I was like, my life is almost feeling like it's gonna end in a murder,
yeah,
and I might be homicidal, I don't know. Anyway, but it's great. It's really, really good. We were toying with the idea for using it for next book club. I'll bring it up tonight,
might
because I know this is gonna be released on Monday. Sorry, you might have missed out on discussion.
Hey, a little spoiler.
Sure.
Alicia told me that maybe you're canceled from picking books after picking this one.
I will just say, Alicia, I don't blame you for those sentiments. Because I was about to cancel myself halfway through this one. So, but in my defense, I named 5 books for Allie, and that's the one she chose.
And I still think I might have picked the best one.
No, honestly, I was going from a legitimate, like, just list of, you know, people were like, oh my God, this is a great list. This is a great list. Apparently, the subreddit Horror Lit, aka Horror Literature.
Yeah.
You guys leave something to be desired. So, the last thing that I'm going to mention as a, intro thing is, guess what released, I believe, yesterday on Netflix? And you mentioned it to me, and I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to force Megan to watch it.
I don't know.
Sexy Beast.
Yeah. So, I thought that was already out.
Yeah, well, it is, because it released yesterday.
I mean, already prior to yesterday.
Okay.
I'm flipping you off as fast as I can.
Yeah. Oh, I almost heard that.
I'm summoning the moon and ice. The moon and ice. I hope you can see this. I'm doing it as hard as I can.
My God, it just went pixelated. Holy hell. But yeah, so Megan and I are going to start tearing through that. Yeah. I would say this coming week because...
Maybe we should all watch that.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be fun. That's about all I got for intro stuff. We don't have Larry to derail us. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, so I was trying to think of something positive to say about this week. It's almost the end of the week. That's about all I got.
That's positive. Lord, that's positive.
So after me just like having like verbal diarrhea all over this microphone, do you mind to cover something so I can wipe it up?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
I have a couple things that are related to each other. They are sort of the two sides of a double-edged sword.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm using that right. Okay,
Both edges?
Yes. So there is a woman who is competing in the Paralympics, Team Great Britain. Her name's Olivia Breen. She was told that her sprint uniform is inappropriate and too revealing.
Oh, because I saw another uniform thing, but yep, go ahead.
I will. That's probably the other one of the sword.
Okay. Okay.
She's a double world champion. She has cerebral palsy.
Okay.
She's going to compete in the Tokyo Paralympic Games next month.
Okay.
In the long jump. So she's wearing the competition briefs that she's worn during the same style that she's worn during the whole 9-year career that she's had. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you know what like professional runner women look like?
Oh yeah.
They wear like a sports bra, sort of tank top, sort of top. And basically, like, not quite bikini bottoms, but they call them a brief.
Yeah.
Because they're a little bit bigger than a bikini.
Okay. It's almost like boy short, kind of, right?
It's a little shorter than... It basically comes... It's got, like, a little more, like, waist to it than a bikini does.
Okay.
But, like, the sides are cut probably more like a bikini.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit lower. Not quite a boy short, but...
Yeah.
Very small.
I mean, okay... This just in, you're a runner.
Yeah.
You want to have the least amount of clothing possible.
Yeah.
Hell, if, well, I don't know.
Like men's swim and Speedos. Yes. This is a similar, this is probably a little more coverage than a men's Speedo.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So.
I mean, I was running this morning at 5 a.m.
And you wish you had that on.
Shirtless.
Yeah.
And I was revealing way too much for Harden Valley.
Sure.
Because I'm like, dude, you don't need.
Like you usually are.
Exactly.
Sure. Right. Right.
So you saw me?
Well, there were pictures online. The Knoxville subreddit was popped off. So anyway, she's been wearing the same style of fucking competition briefs that she's worn for 9 years. And she said that an official came up to her and said, "Can I speak to you? I think your briefs are too revealing. I think you should consider buying some shorts. I think you should consider sucking my dick. Are you kidding?
No shit.
Like,
it's like, I'm at the Olympics. The only thing you need to be judging me on is the speed that I fucking compete in this
Which,
event.
By the way, I'm fast as fuck, boy. So like,
and that's fuck F-U-K.
So she said, this is a quote, "I'm very expressive and I didn't know what to say. So my response was, are you joking? And she was like, no, I think you should just consider buying a pair of shorts. Bitch, sit down.
What?
You are not here to enforce some
do they
dress
have a
code
picture?
That doesn't exist. Yeah.
Sorry, I try not to look at articles and stuff. So, okay, cool.
Yeah. So she's just like, I feel disgusted. Like, this is, why is this even a thing?
Yeah. That is absolutely ridiculous.
So she said that she's had a lot of, like, other female athletes reach out to her saying, you know, I really appreciate you speaking out about this. It's happened to me. I'm glad you're using your voice, your platform.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
that's ridiculous.
Why does it matter? Yeah. And like, it's still decent. She's not going to have like a wardrobe malfunction or something. Like her stuff's staying in place. And also she has, I don't know, half a percentage of body fat. Like,
yeah.
You should be able to compete fucking naked. You're a specimen. Well,
okay. Hey, let's just hearken back to the original Olympics.
Right?
They competed naked, Good. Did they not?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure
that tracks. I could see
I'm pretty
that.
Sure they did.
Yeah.
But the guys would tape their dongs to their legs.
Well, you can't have them flopping about.
No, because honestly, if it starts helicoptering, then see, it can be too much resistance.
Yeah. Okay, so on the other side of this.
And no, I wouldn't know. My penis is too short.
On the other side of this, the Norwegian women's beach handball team.
This is what I saw.
Yep. They have been fined for not playing in bikinis. Have you guys tried making up your fucking minds?
Have you guys tried fucking, like, paying attention to shit that matters?
What, like, policing women's bodies?
Is the hoo-hoo, the butthole, and the boobies covered up? Is the dong and the butthole covered up? Okay.
No, these bitches are too covered, and we won't have that.
Oh, no, I know. Yeah, exactly. It's like, wait, what?
So male players are allowed to play in tank tops and shorts. Mm-hmm. Women are required to wear bikini bottoms, this is a quote, with a close fit and cut on an upward angle.
But, so, okay, this is what I would like to know, and I'm sure they don't get into this, because this is actually what matters.
Right.
Why? Exactly.
It like, doesn't even
Allie
say.
Immediately it shrugged even, her shoulders.
It says they also can only have a maximum side width of 4 inches.
Maximum side. Oh, okay, got you. Wait, what?
So, like, boy shorts would be too big.
What?
Right? Like, So, it's not appropriate clothing for the activity when they are playing in the sand to wear shorts.
My God.
So stupid.
Do they realize what we dealt with in 2020?
Right.
Why are they ant-fucking over this?
Do you see the picture on this?
No, I did not look at it yet.
Well, they are in a sports bra top. They are all super, like, they all have six-packs, and I'm mad about it.
Okay, I see it.
But they're all wearing, like, painted-on shorts that are, you would call them bicycle-style shorts, that still have maybe a 3-inch inseam. Like, if I were buying biker shorts, I would buy ones longer than this.
But, so, if anything, I would think this would keep you, your mobility a little bit less so than the other one. So, my point in making that statement is, like, if anything, they're at a disadvantage if they want to, trying to, like, you know what I'm saying? This just makes no fucking sense.
It makes no sense. And honestly, it probably makes them think less about, like, oh, I better tug down the butt side of my, because my ass ate my bikini bottom when
Have you seen the Brazil team?
I mean.
Like, honestly, I think theirs are, like, straight up.
Yeah.
It's like there's more ass than shorts. Yeah. Or not shorts, but fucking bikini.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a thong, basically.
Yeah. Like, why is this a thing?
It doesn't make sense.
These are world champion athletes, and you guys are fucking worried about what they're wearing.
I feel like if they want to perform in a fucking wig and top hat, fucking let them.
Sure.
Because it's just like...
Sure.
It's not a performance-enhancing outfit.
Yeah.
For damn sure.
No.
So it's like... What?
So they compare this. This is beach handball, which I don't really know what it is.
Can't say it. My mom was trying to, like, school me on, like, pickleball. Apparently.
Oh, man. Pickleball's a funny thing. Like, really? It's just a cool, like, there's, like, a local team, and every now and then you'll see somebody in town wearing, like, a pickleball shirt. I'm
really?
Like, yes!
Yeah, I think my mom might, like,
dudes.
Really?
Yeah.
My mom was, I think, trying to, like, pick it up. So.
Neat.
I was like, dude, Team Alice.
Well, so they're just saying, like, they're comparing this to volleyball, where in the Olympics, this month's Olympics, female beach volleyball players can play in shorts and t-shirts or bikinis or one-piece bathing suits. Like, they've got all these options.
Yeah.
So, like...
I feel like I think their focus on the fucking, like, uniform is a little too microscopic.
It is, and it's just such a thing of, like, just leave women the fuck alone.
Yeah. Hell, just leave fucking...
everybody alone.
Just leave, like, these ridiculously talented athletes alone.
Yeah.
Like you said, world-class athletes. Yeah. Why do we even give a shit what they're wearing? Do you realize what they can do?
Yeah.
They can own anyone on the handball court.
Yeah.
I don't know. You said handball, right?
Yeah, handball. Okay. Yeah.
Just making sure. It's just, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No.
Well, speaking of what people are wearing or maybe not wearing. Yeah, right?
Ooh.
Yeah, there you go. How about this? How about I talk to you about a man robbed after filming porn at an abandoned building in Mississippi?
I'm into it.
My interest is piqued.
Oh, wait, wait, wait. Minor news.
Yeah.
Bezos launched himself into fucking space and came back.
Does it not kind of... it is off-putting to me as a pleb in this world that these cock-sucking fucking billionaires are not only launching all sorts of, like, carbon emissions and just literally... His rocket may as well be spewing $100 bills.
Yes.
And have you looked around, Bezos? Like, people...
The world is on fire, quite literally a lot of it.
I mean, okay, and after you saying that, I can't blame him for wanting to go to space.
Sure.
But...
Stay.
Exactly. Exactly. It is just the timing on this, and I'm going to put this in fucking, like, I can't give enough quotations.
Nope.
This space race for billionaires, it's fucking ridiculous.
And
it is so stupid and inappropriate.
Somebody was telling me that he, when he landed, he gave away like $100 million to one reporter and $100 million to another reporter. And I'm like, cool, 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 cool. Here's three pennies that were in my pocket.
Yeah.
Also, you could
end. And that was after three crotch grabs and like, you know.
You could end world hunger and still be stupid rich.
Yeah.
Maybe do that instead of shooting yourself into fucking space.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to other good stuff.
Sorry, yeah.
I brought it up. I'm sorry.
No, I just like... shit hits the news and I just get like... I don't know.
Well,
especially these days.
Rock and roll, man.
Burn them at the stake.
Hell yeah, they did.
Good. Well, I'm going to read this sentence.
All right.
And I'm just... This sets the stage.
Okay.
Police are investigating a case involving a robbery, a shooting, an adult film, and a naked man running through a residential neighborhood.
Wasn't that you this morning?
Damn it. Whoa. I think somebody's at the door.
Got him.
FBI,
open up.
So WTOK reports the Meridian Police Department is investigating this armed robbery, which this got kind of interesting because it took a kind of a turn that I was not expecting. This happened at an abandoned alternative school while three people were making an adult film around noon Sunday. Okay. First of all, you're telling me that this film, why would you go to an abandoned school to film a porno?
Because a normal school will not let you in.
No, but my question is, among these three people, they don't either own some place or know someone that owns some place that they could do. Obviously, they're not producing quality pornography. They're in a fucking, like, dilapidated alternative school.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They don't know somebody that has access to anything better?
I mean, I don't think anyone is gonna let you film a porn in their school.
No, but I'm not talking about a school. You can't make a room look like a school or a classroom. You know what I'm saying?
It's but like, an abandoned one doesn't cost anything.
But my question is, like, they had to do some kind of cleaning and stuff, right?
Probably.
So I'm just, it seems ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's my first point. Let me please keep going. Police say the robber, who is still naked from shooting the film, Okay.
Among other things, he was shooting.
He's like, I'm gonna never mind.
No.
I was gonna woo. Better not go there. Anyway, he was naked, aka he had to be the one being filmed.
No.
So you think the person filming was just naked?
Could be. I mean,
oh my god!
Maybe he was on his 30-minute wank break.
Yes. No, you just made me enjoy this story so much more. That it's like, all right, so here's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. Sabrina, you're going to be over here. You're going to be that, you know, the sassy, like, whatever, smart girl in the front.
Sure,
okay.
Sure.
And then Travis over here, you're going to come in. You're going to ask to get tutored. That's what you're going to do. Now I'm just going to be over here and I'm going to be holding the camera and, you know, and I'm going to need to get some good angles and stuff, mm-hmm. but I'm also going to be fucking naked.
Yeah. And I'm not, like, I'm not, but if I need to step in, I'm ready.
Yeah, exactly. And is it cool, Travis, is it cool if I just hand you the camera mid shot? Like, no, I'm not talking about that shot. I'm talking about like mid camera angle. Like, yeah, that's okay. Okay. So it's cool. It's cool.
Because just to clarify, we're all naked? Like, even the guy holding the mic?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, it helps us really, you know.
Do we need to?
Have you heard of suspension of disbelief, you know, in Hollywood? Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay,
it's right. Like, we don't want to pull you out of the scene.
See, this just feels like a normal orgy that we're not filming.
We don't want to pull anything out. We just want to put something in.
Great. Perfect. Now I'm on board.
So police say the robber, who is still naked from shooting the film, made the victim send him $200 through Cash App. The victim tried to run away, but was chased and shot, or I'm sorry, and shot at by the naked gunman, who put several holes in his car.
Oh my God.
So, they interviewed one of the detectives on the case. In my 7 years of doing this, this is one of the most unique incidents I've ever run across. So, I'm not going to lie. This is like, that's kind of all it is. If you look at the place that they were filming, it was either made for a porno or it was haunted. Like, what the fuck? This is just fucking bizarre.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Wait, I'm... Okay, I gotta ask this. This might be silly. MISS as an as an abbreviation. Is that Mississippi or Missouri?
I would think it's Mississippi.
That's what I would think too.
But what would Missouri be?
All right. Anyway, yeah. So I just thought this was fucking. This was weird on multiple levels because also, where did the dude get the gun? He's naked.
Naked except for his holster.
Oh my God. Anywho, so
Mississippi is abbreviated MISS period, and Missouri is abbreviated MO period in AP style.
Really?
You're welcome.
Interesting. Man, that's confusing.
Yep.
Well, but honestly,
MO, I'm like, is that Montana? But no, Montana is MONT.
Fuck you, AP style. All right, where would we like to head from here?
I thought you'd never ask. Let's go to F-Boy Island.
Yes.
I'm not censoring myself. That show is actually called that because you can't quite put fuck in a show title.
Wait, okay. What does it come on?
HBO Max.
Ooh, hell yeah.
So,
and adding to the queue.
Uh-huh. So there's a trailer for it on Hollywood Reporter, which will be in the... what's it called? Newsletter.
Newsletter. Yeah, sorry, I was taking a drink or I would have been more on that.
No, newsletter that you can get for free at tetherradio.substack.com.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, this is a dating series where three single women try to find love among 24 bachelors. Half of the men are self-proclaimed nice guys who are allegedly looking for love. And the other half, you guessed it, are self-proclaimed fuckboys who are participating in the show only to win its cash prize.
All right, keep going. I'm looking up the Urban Dictionary definition of a fuckboy.
Oh, man, it's tricky. It's hard to explain. I tried to explain it to Sarah, and I kind of butchered it, but it's pretty entertaining to try to explain.
All right, here we go. Yeah. Ready?
Just a piece of shit, basically.
A fuckboy is a boy who is a player and is only in a relationship for sex. Let me use it in an example.
Oh, boy.
Don't date him. He's a fuckboy.
That's not a very good example.
Not at all.
Great. The series is hosted by comedian Nikki Glaser, who is hilarious.
What do I know her from?
Oh, she's been around, and I'm trying to think of what. She's just, like, super funny, and I think she's friends with a lot of big podcasters.
Is it CK or KK?
KK, and their last name is Glaser.
Founder.
Oh, she's got a podcast.
Oh, she looks familiar.
Yeah.
She looks very familiar.
You'd probably know her more
She looks real familiar. Ooh. Oh, sorry.
You probably
Megan
know her
said more. I'm not allowed to, like, whisper into the mic anymore.
It's
specifically
creepy.
During Pornhub comments.
She said you couldn't exhale.
Oh, that's what it was. Damn it.
No, she's been in a lot of stuff, and she's just, like, you know how a ton of comedians are, like, friends with each other and it all overlaps?
Sure.
She's one of those that's mixed up with everybody.
Okay.
In a good way. Anyway, so it follows the three women, and they go through a series of challenges that will reveal which of the men is a nice guy and which of them is a fuckboy.
When did HBO Go get into the reality show stuff?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, I was thinking this was going to be, I mean, obviously.
It feels like a Netflix thing.
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, Megan and I are still trying to make our way through Too Hot to Handle.
Oh, God.
It's terrible. It's so bad. Yeah. The first one was, like, barely doable. This one, I'm not sure we're going to finish it.
Oh, my God. Also, speaking of fuckboys, do you want to go on a cruise?
Yes, please.
Do you have 132 nights and $73,499 per person to spare?
I'll show myself out.
Okay. Because that's fine. Joke's on you, because it sold out in less than 3 hours.
I have one question, one word that comes to mind.
Ooh. I would just also like to remind the listeners that billionaires are edible.
Yes.
We will be eating the rich.
And honestly, I would think that they're probably like a fine piece of veal.
It's got to be veal because right? They don't do anything.
They don't do anything. Yeah. Everybody else is doing stuff for them.
Yep,
so,
yep,
okay.
Yep. The Regent Seven Seas Cruises 2024 World Cruise has officially sold out within 2.5 hours when ticket sales launched this week. The price starts at $73,500.
Oh, now I'm intrigued.
Uh-huh. Goes on up to, do you want to guess how much a master suite is per person?
Ooh, okay, so this is
that's
basically
per
70,
person.
74 per person.
Per person.
74K per person.
Starting.
That is bottom.
Yep.
I'm going to say 120.
$199,999.
Yeah. What? Yep. A fifth of $1 million.
Yep.
What?
What?
Oh my God!
That's a good house.
Do you
That's
realize?
A good house.
Do you realize that you could fly to the moon? No, I'm just kidding.
Also, you could just burn it.
I'm sorry,
stay
fly
warm.
To space, not the
yeah,
moon.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it right at 200K?
I don't even know.
I think that's what the tickets were.
That doesn't seem as expensive as I expected.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming they're.
I
gonna
mean,
have,
they just went
I'm
up.
I'm assuming
right
they're going to have a full rocket. Oh, show title.
Oh, God, a full rocket. Okay, so. I think they basically thought that, I don't know, they're just impressed that, like, COVID is sort of seeming to start to come to an end.
Yeah.
Or at least it will be by the time this fucking cruise happens in 2024.
Well, time out. Even if it's still around, these fuckers are going to get it. They're going to, like, get rid of it and then probably contract it again.
Yes.
Kind of thing.
CDC has implemented really strict guidelines for cruise lines. Operators must conduct mock test cruises simulating the real excursion and demonstrating they can comply with requirements or demonstrate that 98% of crew members and 95% of passengers are fully vaccinated.
All right.
Also, it seems weird to have a like vaccination rule, but like let 5% of people slide. I don't. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, who has this kind of money? And who can take a 132 night
thank
cruise?
Thank you. I mean, this
you're
is...
You're retired and also have 200K each to blow?
Yes. What? Well, okay. But we're also talking, I think very small normally. The United States, no. World, yes. Right? Is that not what we're kind of dealing with here?
What do you mean?
Just in the sense of like people with an exorbitant amount of money.
Maybe.
I mean, I know that this is like, this is a absolutely, I can't even wrap my mind around like. No. That amount of money to spend on a vacation kind of thing. So
it does sound pretty cool. They will visit 66 ports across 31 countries in 4 continents.
Even though, okay, real quick.
Yeah.
So I dated this girl in undergrad.
Yeah.
And I was talking to, I think I was talking to her. I can't remember her or her mom. Mm-hmm. And they just dropped the amount of money that they spent in regards to Christmas and like, I guess winter vacation. And yeah. I say winter vacation because yes, they went on multi, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You want to take a stab? And this is for Knoxville, Tennessee.
How much they spent per vacation?
Well, for that month. And it's not like crazy. It's not crazy, but it was one of these things that it was like, excuse me?
Wait. They took a month vacation?
No. I'm saying that between Christmas and like buying gifts and stuff
and doing their winter
vacation, 50 grand.
Oh my God.
And I was like, now granted, this is not that this makes it any better. This is a 5-person family.
Sure.
You know, I'm sorry. This is a 6-person family. So big family, but regardless, $50,000, and this was for the month of December.
Oh my God.
Kind of thing. I was just like, what?
Can't relate.
No, not at all. She said that to me, and I was just like, I don't know what to do with that information other than like either gag or leave the room and like, what?
Yeah.
What? Anyway, sorry.
Ooh.
It's just, it's really weird. Like, There's a decent number of people that have an insane amount of income.
Yeah.
But the thing is that it's the Daniels and the Allies out there. we ain't dealing with that kind of cash kind of thing. And it's, you know, I mean, hell, I was getting like bent out of shape about one week at the beach, you know, that was not even that big of a deal kind of thing. It's wild, dude. It's fucking wild.
Yeah.
But these people, it is just, it boggles my gourd, dude. Like, it really does. It boggles me, man. I don't know. What am I doing these days? What am I doing? What do you got? Anything else for that one?
No, that one dropped up. What do you got?
So this is, honestly, I probably should have sent this to you to cover, but it's techie. I just like to dip my feet into social media occasionally.
Yeah.
Twitter is testing upvote and downvote buttons on tweets.
Oh man,
thoughts?
That's better than a ratio.
Just wait. What's a ratio?
So people talk about getting ratioed on Twitter when you're. Replies very much outnumber your likes and retweets.
Okay.
Because that's basically showing that it's a downvote.
Sure.
Because if you generally, if someone likes a tweet, they will hit the like button or retweet it or both and comment.
Oh, okay. And comment.
But like if your tweet is just garbage, it's just going to be a bunch of people replying and be like, no, fuck off.
So what, Sager?
Yeah.
He was wallowing in it.
He was probably ratioed.
Riley Sager, right?
Riley Sager.
I want to use his name as much as possible.
Yes.
So I like this because this is the only social media that I do, and I know that it's just as much of a trash fire as every other social media platform.
Oh, yeah.
Reddit does the upvote and downvote thing,
yeah.
Which I like because it kind of... it gives at least a false sense of power to the user.
And it's just kind of cool because, like, Reddit is also, the algorithm's pretty neat where if you get downvoted into the negatives, it ends up hiding the comment.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
It'll just, it'll,
and you can, like, click to reveal it or whatever, but just scrolling, which is kind of nice because I'm like, cool, enough people hated your shit, I didn't even have to see it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, yeah, for sure.
Sneak, well, and I, sneak concept.
But, excuse me, that's what I like about this. And I need to go ahead and actually cover this, and then we can get into the goods and the bads and the in-betweens.
Yeah.
So Twitter's working on a new upvote and downvote reaction system for tweets to accompany the usual options to retweet and reply. Twitter confirmed it was testing the feature for a small group of users on iOS, and it's already been spotted, according to multiple tweets, from users that are part of the group. So basically what is happening is Twitter writes, or Twitter wrote that iOS users may see upvotes and downvotes in several different styles. Up and down arrows, heart icon versus a down arrow. Don't like that one. And I'm obviously opining throughout. thumbs up, thumbs down. I like the very definitive up, down, yes, no, you know.
Like maybe a heart or an X.
Well, so they did say the, they did say heart and down, which I literally just read. But I feel like, I don't know, to me, heart, there's a very strong feeling about it, whereas a like is just like, oh, this is cool.
I get that, but I also just have such strong feelings about stuff that even just on Facebook, like if you could look at stuff I've reacted to, I hardly ever use the thumbs up. I always use the heart.
Really?
Like on everything. Unless it's like a laugh or something different, but like I never use the thumbs up, I use the heart.
Really?
And maybe it's just because I like how the heart looks. I don't know, but I like that Twitter's is a heart. I like that, I don't know. I like the heart instead of just a thumbs up. I don't know why.
So what about, okay, so now that we've narrowed it down to that, what about up arrow, down arrow versus heart?
I love those.
Heart?
I do love those.
I just feel like it's really cut and dry.
I would
dry
rather that
just,
than a thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I agree. Yeah. So the cool thing about this is literally it gives the power to the masses that it's like, hey, these are the reactions of all the people that saw this tweet. You know, it's like we either think that this needs to be, you know, whatever, not set on a pedestal, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It needs to either have more reach, less reach. And I like that. Because it's giving more power to the people, kind of.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
You know. So
I just updated my Twitter app and I don't have this and I'm mad.
Yeah. Oh, did you really?
Yeah, just now. Like while you were talking, I mean, let me see if I have it. And I don't.
I'm not gonna lie. Even if I updated mine, they'd be like, "This guy doesn't tweet."
I know. They'd be like, "You're not active enough."
Yeah. Exactly. We're not gonna waste our time.
Also,
with you.
I somehow have like 16,000 something tweets, and I hardly ever tweet anymore.
Really?
Like.
God, we used to have competitions in school.
Oh, God.
And it was, we would have full conversations just
to, like,
pump your
numbers. Well, this isn't even my first
Twitter.
Like, I had Twitter, and I deleted it, and I restarted in 2011.
So, but you're talking about, like, a new handle?
No, like, I like, deleted my account and made a new account.
So does it actually get rid of all your tweets?
No, I don't even know what that old handle was.
Oh, okay, so it was a new handle.
Yeah, but it was a whole new account. Like, you can change your handle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't Twitter.
I know. You broke your own brain just then.
I know, right? Dude, is it leaking out my nose again?
Yeah, it's back.
All right. You can give me a second. Anyway. So they are kind of toying with this, and it's a testing feature currently. They said that they understand the types of replies you find relevant in a conversation, so we can work on ways to show more of them.
I like that. Yeah.
I think that I wish that more social media companies would harp less on the algorithm stuff and more on the, what are people actually wanting?
Yeah.
What are people actually, because, I mean, hell, if you want it, and they're serving up more of what you want.
Yeah.
not just more of what you happen to fucking click on or whatever, you know?
I get why there's not an edit button on Twitter, because it is such short form stuff.
Yeah.
Like, just delete it and make it again if you fucked it up.
Yeah.
But also, you've always got that problem if someone posts something on social media and people like it or retweet it or whatever, and then the original person changes it. So, like, say if you posted, like, man, spaghetti's good, and, like, 20 people retweeted it, and then you changed it to be, like, I love being a Nazi. Like, that looks bad on the people that retweeted the spaghetti thing.
Well, so, I wonder, Yeah, that's difficult, because otherwise they'd have to save everything.
Yeah.
And then, because if you retweeted, I wonder if there's, like, some way to, like, keep it as the spaghetti.
Like a snapshot if you retweeted it.
And it's like, I'm sure
this is why they pay Dorsey the big bucks and not us.
I know. God, I just wish he'd sink more into his, like, facial hair. Like,
God, my kingdom for this dude. Didn't he use some beard oil?
But didn't he shaved his shit, didn't he?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe not. Maybe. I don't know. So, they haven't said whether or not they're planning to add the up and down vote buttons as a permanent feature.
Right.
And they actually haven't even said, like, whether or not it's going to affect how it appears in your feed. I'm kind of just hoping.
Yeah, so. It kind of makes me wonder if that will, like, fuck with the algorithm about, like, what you see, whether if something gets downvoted all to shit that you don't even see it at all.
Well, and the question is...
Which, again, like, I sort of like that, so... Yeah, I mean, like... Maybe you could set yours to, like, if the downvote threshold hits something, then it high...
Or a ratio.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Ooh! Flip that table. No. So, I think that they're making... possibly steps in the right direction.
Maybe.
I'm not saying that they're correct. No. And I'm not saying that I even trust any of these fuckers further than I could throw them.
No.
But I'm hoping. I think that's really the word that I'm looking for there. I'm hoping they're making steps.
We're always hoping for improvements.
Yeah. But I thought that was kind of interesting that, I don't know. You know, you see all of these different social media platforms that it's, one comes out with something that really gains some traction.
Yeah.
And then all the other ones come out with, like, fucking... Okay, case in point. Who came up with the stories thing? Was it Snapchat?
I think Snapchat was the original, yeah.
And guess who fucking followed suit shortly thereafter?
Everybody.
Thank you. So, I mean, it's kind of cool, and it's kind of... I feel like they're able to tweak their stuff. I loathe all of it in general, but if I am consuming it, I kind of like this format more, you know, that it's like, oh, these people, and I'm assuming it would be, you're not going to get stuff that's just not from people that you're following and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I follow this person and this got downvoted into the, you know, into hell.
Yeah.
And this one got upvoted into the, you know, the heavens or whatever. So, anyway, that's about all I got for that one. I just thought it was, I don't know. I think it's interesting. And I kind of wonder why do you think that they, you know, I'm not going to put you on the spot or anything, but why do you think they're like, dipping their toes in on this?
I think they're probably just trying to stay ahead of it. And, like, other platforms, they're always going to try to compete with Facebook.
Sure.
And Facebook at least has an angry react and stuff. So, like, I don't know.
I really like, and this is a complete and utter side note.
Yeah.
So, if you use Signal, there is a reaction thing. You know how you can do on iMessage? You can do, like, a... thumbs up, thumbs down, haha. But it's confined to like six things.
Yeah.
Or reply.
Yeah.
In Signal, it's any emoji.
You can change yours on Instagram and Facebook. So really? You only get six, but their DM thing, you can set those to whatever you want them to be.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like I always change like the heart by default is like a red heart, and I always change it to a black heart. And like there's always like
God, that's so on brand.
Uh-huh. And there's always one that's like a like shocked face, and like I always change one to like an angry face. I really like the upside down face emoji. I use that all the time. I don't even know what it should mean, but I love it.
That's because you confuse me all the time. And I'm glad that you said that you don't know what it means, because, like,
nope.
It's one of these things that,
it's like, why I use the cowboy emoji all the time. I don't know.
Well, I've,
like,
seen it. I've seen it enough to where I'm afraid to ask why now.
Yep.
So
yep.
Let's just go ahead and move on.
Okay. All right. So I've got a slate story.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yes.
Surprisingly, I think this one's real.
Ooh, yeah. That makes it a little bit juicier, I
and
feel like.
I'll explain why in a second, okay. Why I think it's real. But okay. I think it's kind of believable, too.
Okay.
This is not the sex column. This is more of their, like, Dear Abby, just, like, general, like, life advice column sort
Did
of
Did you
thing.
Say Dear Abby?
You remember Dear Abby?
No.
Really?
Yeah, what is that?
It's been around for our lifetime. They always had, the, like, the... They would... People would write in, and they would be like, here's just, like, a... I would like a life coach on this issue, and they would answer it in the newspaper. It was like a big syndicated thing. You've never heard of Dear Abby?
No.
Oh, man.
Damn. I wonder if there's a Dear Abby like archive.
Oh, I'm sure. It's a huge thing. Plus, I always read the comics growing up, and they always had the Dear Abby stuff on the comic page. Just like, it was just a random spot to put it.
Okay.
So I always also read that.
Yeah.
And I was like, why am I reading? I don't know what that was. I'm 12. Well, why am I reading about a cheating husband and whether to take him back? Like,
I'm pretty sure I told this, so I won't make this really long, but when I lived out in Granger County, the letters to the editor were like, they were so good that in middle school, we would come into my parents' bedroom and my mom would read them aloud to our family.
And now
because
we have a podcast
so
where we do that
silly.
With Slate bullshit.
I know, right? Mom, if you're listening, I love you.
Okay, so this is Dear Prudence, which is just like a general life advice thing. And this is actually from their archives. So this one says, Dear Prudence, I'm just going to read the actual question and then summarize the response.
Okay.
Dear Prudence, I just got out of the wreckage of a 5-year marriage. My husband blatantly carried on an affair for 2 years with a young woman who I consider my protege.
Ugh.
I counseled her on her career, recommended her special projects, invited her into my home. I came home unexpectedly early one day and found them together in bed. Apparently everyone knew, neighbors, colleagues, mutual friends. I was so humiliated that that I fled town, transferred out of state, and only communicated to my ex via my lawyer. A few friends.
Can I stop you real quick?
Yeah.
If I was to have an affair, I would never, ever, ever do it at my home.
Right.
I feel like that is your, like.
Right.
What?
Also, I'm too lazy.
Yeah, I know.
I'm gonna
no, it's
get
too
caught.
It's too complicated.
Yeah.
No, that's my issue.
Yeah.
My conscience
also,
is the guiltiest. Yeah, well, thank you. Also, we have standards for ourselves. Yeah, and, yeah.
Right.
But it's like I can't. All these people that it's
who
like, oh my god.
Own? Yeah.
She came home early. Oh my god, it's her fucking home. Also, like if she wants to dip out early from work and come home. Anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry.
God. Okay. So, a few friends kept me informed. She was pregnant. They were engaged. They were just waiting for the ink to dry so they could have a wedding.
Okay.
Then my ex drove drunk and ended up crashing into a semi. She lost the baby. My ex-husband lost his right leg. After I heard the news, I cried tears of joy. I was so fiercely happy that it scared me.
Is this Schadenfreude? Is that right?
Okay.
Okay.
I used to be a kind person, a good person, and now I don't know. I haven't told anyone. It's a sick, sad secret that I don't want to give up. I try to move forward and concentrate on my new house and new job, but then I get an impulse to look on Facebook and gloat to myself or call my friends and fish for more details on their misery. What's wrong with me? Why I think this is real is because I feel like it's believable.
Yeah.
I feel like just from a humanity standpoint, it's relatable. Like, yeah. You don't want to say that you would enjoy seeing someone else's pain, but when they really fucked you over, you sort of can't help, you know?
Sure, sure.
But my friend who sent me this did a quick Goog and found...
I believe it's preferred to be pronounced Jew. No, just kidding.
Careful.
Oh, my. I said Jew.
So he found a story about the wreck.
Oh, wow.
And, like, it's... And there's a GoFundMe, and in the GoFundMe, it was like, yeah, you know, everybody has things in their past, but they're just trying to, like, raise their kids right. And I'm like, oh, that right there tells me that this started as a cheating thing.
Jeez, yeah. Dude.
So all that to say, I was like, man, I don't know what this answer is going to be.
Yeah.
And the reply says, the human condition is what's wrong with you and you're not alone. They're basically it doesn't mean that you're irredeemably broken or incapable of empathy.
Yeah.
Like, these two people hurt you badly. Now they are hurting badly. And the wounded animal part of your brain that rejoices in their suffering is not your best and highest self.
Yeah.
But it's an instinct I think most people can identify with.
So you bringing this up, and I was actually thinking about this, a little while ago. It really is fascinating that, and I don't know if this is, I don't think this is a new thing, but it makes me wonder, because the world has changed a lot, and we'll say in the past 50 years, kind of thing. Or whatever, 50 to 70 years kind of thing. Do you think that, and God, it just makes me think about social media, but isn't it kind of interesting how it seems like a lot of people will take, I'm trying to think of how to phrase this. It doesn't make people happy, but it's like this, like, yeah, feeling when you see something like a cheater get caught or like just something bad happen. Yeah. And I'm not saying that, like, I'm not talking about morality stuff. Cheaters getting caught, fuck the cheaters.
Sure.
Period.
Sure.
But it's like something bad happening, and it comes back to the whole like Schadenfreude thing that you know we've talked about a decent bit.
Yeah.
Do you think that is a newer thing, or do you think that is it's always existed, it just like people haven't been privy to that information? Yes.
I was gonna say, I think that it's always existed, and social media and the internet and how connected everybody is has made more people realize, wait, I'm not the only person that gets pleasure from seeing other people get shit on.
So now that we've established that, because honestly, I would agree with you I think that this connectivity of, you know, the 21st century.
Yeah.
I believe that has at least contributed, if not been the contributing factor.
Sure.
Do you think that is a good or a bad thing?
I think it is a comfort thing. I think it allows you to realize, like this person writing in.
Yeah.
The person who was answering this said, the writer of this column also identifies with this.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, here I am, like, giving you, like, sincere life advice. And sure. I'm still like, you're not broken for getting a little bit of joy out of that.
Well, and I mean, and by the way, you know, I'm by no means, more often than not will watch these videos and stuff that it's like, something bad happening to someone else. And I'm just like, than me.
Also,
almost.
Apparently we are mispronouncing it. It's Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude.
You say the E at the end. So it's a German word. I just looked it up to see how long ago the word came.
Okay.
It's borrowed from German. It's a compound of harm and joy. Pretty cool. German has the best words for shit.
They have a word for everything.
I know, and they all sound so mean.
Yeah.
But the German word was first mentioned in English texts in 1852 and 1867.
Jeez.
So, like, it's been around for a minute, and it was apparently in German first around in the 1740s. So, like, this is not a new concept.
God.
And you can't help but, like, when someone fucks you over, and then they get what's coming to them, you can't help but be like, good.
What'd you expect?
Yeah.
And honestly, maybe it just comes back to the whole concept of karma.
It is. I think it's very related to karma. And I think it's also that a lot of times we don't see karma really happen.
Yeah.
And so when you do, you can't help but be like, good. Someone bad got something bad to happen to them, you know?
Sure.
I think it's that. And I really liked their response where they were just like, you're not irredeemably broken. Like,
yeah.
But you probably should get some therapy. You've gone through a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But they were saying it is so easy to take delight in anger, to want to see someone suffer, not just in the same amount that they brought suffering to you, but forever and in a way that does not abate when we see his or her suffering come to pass. Like. Yeah.
So basically it's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
And or says, is that how you interpret that?
Yeah.
Or her response.
And it says
the person's response.
They end it with, I don't think you'll ever find a way. I don't think you'll ever find yourself rid of a desire to inflict pain on the people who have hurt you, but you will find a healthy way to acknowledge and set it aside and not to encourage yourself to dwell on the details of their misery. You know, okay. I mean, I think that's such like a positive. I'm always like, Slate, this is fake and your advice is bad, but this one's good. Yeah. Like, I like this one.
Well, so I actually pulled another one from Slate. A man snuck into a Norfolk farm and had sex with a horse, police say.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not Slate. This isn't from Slate. This is from Boston. This is from Boston.com.
Oh, my God.
No, best part about this, and it would take me not very long to dig to find this, but one of the Redditor comments, it happened, like, apparently in his hometown kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it was posted and got removed. He got a screenshot before it got removed.
Yes.
The penis is obviously... No. The penis... Allie's eyes literally just...
I just got cartoon eyebrows. Yeah, they came really off did. My forehead. It's they true. Hit the ceiling. I'm surprised you guys didn't hear that.
Yeah. But no, the penis is covered, but it's an interesting photo.
Oh my God. I'll be clicking through to that.
So, no, it is not linked in the article.
Oh, well, sure.
Yeah.
Sure, which makes
sense. So, police in Norfolk are looking to identify a man they say had sex with a horse.
Have you guys seen this horse fucker?
No, thank you. It immediately made me think of
the bear fucker?
Yeah. Was it? It was a bear fucker.
That was a separate scene, the chicken fucker.
The chicken fucker,
but the
yeah.
bear fucker was the guy that was like, yeah. get. They're like, do you need help, sir? But bear
Excuse
fucker.
Me, it's a bear fucker.
This is a Super Troopers appreciation podcast.
Oh my
podcast.
God. So around 4:30 a.m. In the morning, obviously that's what a.m. means, a security camera at Turner Hill Equestrian Stables showed the man in the horse stables, and the man appeared to use grain as a lure.
I thought you were going to say lube. Love. I thought you were going to say lube, and I was like, no!
He rubbed it vigorously on his shaft and ball sack. Before, no, I'm just kidding.
Again, face. Just.
No, this time the jaw dropped to the floor. Like, no. I lost my place. There we go. The man appeared to use grain as a lure, and one of the horses came out of its pen, according to Metro West Daily News. The man had allegedly turned off all the stable's security cameras, minus one.
Well, yeah, I'm not making a porn.
Yeah, exactly. The one
just
that he
fucking a horse. I'm not making a porn.
God. Horse porn.
Oh God.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and write it down because that's all right. That's all right. We'll see what happens. So, if anybody is wondering, the horse was not injured, but
I bet the man was.
Well, that's the question because we don't know. He hasn't been caught.
Oh.
So the owner of the farm, Hillary Swar, was quoted as saying, to have someone break into your barn, pick out a horse like it's a lady lover, pull her out, and maneuver yourself in such a manner for self-gratification is beyond me. And then she went on to call him a sexual predator. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you
bestiality is actually illegal.
Well, and if you prey on something for sexual gratification, I believe, isn't that the
also especially on anybody that can't consent, which a horse cannot.
Nay.
No.
I'm sorry. Thank you though, because
wow.
You, damn, that was like right that was an alley-oop right there. An alley-oop. The horse was not injured in the incident. Authorities investigated the animal similarly to the way that they would for a human sexual assault. The Norfolk Police Department, no, I'm sorry, Norfolk Police Detective Samuel Well. Oh, my God. All right. Let me take a drink real quick.
Is that a ranch water?
Ah, I thought you'd never ask.
Is it a spicy ranch water?
It is.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, that's a good point. Hell yeah. I had to get in there. All right, now I'm ready.
No, that's what it... I wasn't even making a joke. I was just asking what beer you were drinking. Oh, it does fit, though.
Right?
That's okay. Funny. Okay.
So Detective Samuel Webb was quoted as saying, he was familiar with horses. The way he was able to put the reins on the horses shows that he knew what he was doing. So the owner of the stable, Swar, has since warned other area horse farms about what happened. And the man could face charges, including sexual contact with an animal and trespassing, with the possibility of others. If you know anything about it, call the Norfolk Police at 508-528-3206.
Yeah, we've got a lot of listeners in the Norfolk area.
Hey, did you see our last numbers?
No.
They're fucking huge.
Hell yeah, they are. Just like the horse's dick. I'm sorry.
No, honestly, the horse probably didn't even realize that he was back there. Mm-mm. I mean, honestly, well, I guess unless he was cornholing it, so. You think he was, like, well-versed enough to, like, pick out at, well, I guess, oh, you gotta look, okay, sorry.
You got a lot of questions that I don't almost, want the answers
no,
to.
No, I almost, like, okay, it's a horse dick, it's huge.
Sure.
So, all you gotta look for is the horses that don't have the huge horse dicks. Right? Isn't that how that works?
I think if you're gonna fuck a horse, you're after it.
Wait. What? You're after the dick?
Yeah.
No. He fucked the horse.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's a dude. Like, oh, I'm sorry. You didn't see the photo. He's standing on a stool to elevate himself off the ground. I forgot to describe the photo.
Okay.
His pants are pulled down around his ankles.
I thought
and he's
he
just
was
like,
on the receiving end.
No, okay. This man was a horse fucker, not a horse fucky.
Well.
I just thought that, thought this was definitely worth covering because
sure.
This is that high caliber stuff that the Tether Radio podcast serves up.
Oh my God. Okay, I've got an interesting one.
Okay.
There was a suspect whose mugshot was edited by police.
Ooh.
And he is not going to get prison time because they fucked up his mugshot.
Yeah.
So.
The police edited the... Okay.
So, my man has a mugshot that he has several facial tattoos in.
Okay.
The police edited his tattoos out of his mugshot for a lineup photo.
Okay.
And they said that his tattoos would be too distracting for witnesses. So his lawyer says that that was done to help rig the outcome. And
well, so I'm... Yo, okay.
I just want to talk this one through.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
because
yeah.
So I would think that normally, do they not use tattoos as like descriptions for.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the, okay. So they were rigging it in the manner of not getting him convicted.
No, I think right? They were rigging it. So say if you have a lineup of six people who
maybe
look,
I'm confused.
Say if you have six people who look pretty identical except for one that has several facial tattoos,
mm-hmm.
They would look more similar if the one did not.
Okay.
So basically to make him fit better into this lineup.
Okay.
Then people pick him out of the lineup. They're like, that's who robbed this bank.
Huh.
And they're like, but none of the witnesses said the
did
guy who robbed the bank had facial tattoos. And it's not like a single like teardrop or something. It's like quite a bit. It's like Post Malone level of stuff.
Okay, but so my next question would be, was his face covered during the bank robbery? You know what I'm saying?
Right. And
because it's like, obviously that would be difficult to see.
Even if it was, he's got tattoos across his forehead, under his eyes, ski and mask. On one cheek. Maybe.
I'm literally playing devil's advocate.
I know.
All right. I am not arguing or whatever for this man.
And it doesn't say that, but they're saying that police edited his mugshot to remove his tattoos so he would more resemble the suspect's description.
Okay.
So if you're giving a description of someone whose face you saw,
you
are going to mention if they have facial tattoos. Those are noticeable traits in a face.
But I feel like we just went in a big circle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That it's like if, because we don't know if
I don't
the face
think
was
he
covered.
Had a mask or anything on what they're saying.
Okay. If that is the case, what?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, because I feel like that would be one of these things that it's like, well, I noticed that number 4 has a buck ton of facial tattoos, and I don't remember seeing facial tattoos, so it's not number 4.
Yeah.
So.
And I also want to say, concealer exists. You can cover tattoos without much trouble, especially if you want to rob a bank or something.
Yeah.
Like,
plus everybody's getting like, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to be like, "Well, I noticed that his foundation was running."
Right. So, like, you're going to be like, "I tried not to look straight at him because he had a gun pointed at me." Like,
yeah,
know,
exactly.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I've seen women on TikTok who are like fully like tattooed all over.
Yeah.
Do like foundation and powder to make them look like they don't have any, and it's insane. I'm really tempted to do it just to see how my own look, but like,
so I, by the way, I used the word foundation. I'm not really sure what it means.
Foundation is like your normal like skin covering,
because I thought powder and foundation were the same thing.
They're close.
Okay.
Foundation is usually liquid, powder is powder.
Okay, so it's powder on powder.
Yeah.
Is this powderception?
Powderception.
Damn.
But I've just seen like, I have a half sleeve, and if I was going to try to, like, do something incognito, I would wear something over that, because, like, I have colorful tattoos on half my arm.
Sure.
So, like, that stands out.
I've been trying to, like, talk Megan into, I want her to literally take what she's currently got and just, like, make it into a half, at least a half sleeve. If she got comfortable enough at some point, I would love a full sleeve.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I would be completely down to
it. I want to get to that eventually. I'm toying with like breaking a sleeve, so doing like the upper half on this arm and the lower half on the other arm.
Yeah.
I already have the upper half. You know what I mean? But like,
but this is the thing. I completely rock and roll, but I also understand that it definitely could make employment and some of this stuff difficult.
Sure,
I mean, hell, that was why my brother, like, you know, he was like, I did it. I tried to keep most of my stuff. I think he has one tattoo that sticks out a little bit.
Yeah.
But the rest is chest and like back.
Places that are
like,
covered with normal clothes.
Yeah. You know, and I mean, like, I get it. It sucks. I don't understand the neck and face stuff unless literally you're like a tattoo artist or like independently wealthy.
Exactly.
But I mean, the rest, man,
I know.
Rock and roll.
I know.
I love it.
Yeah. So. But yeah, I'm just like, how could police possibly think this is going to be okay?
Yeah. Plus, I'm just going to go out and live here. I would say that the people that they have photoshopping, which is exactly, well, they probably didn't even use Photoshop. It was probably like MS Paint or something.
He said
like
it
that.
Was Photoshop, but people use that as a like an eponym where like any photo editing thing, you call it Photoshop.
Sure.
You know.
I wonder like how much it changed his face editing.
There's a side
out.
By side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Like I said, I try to go into everybody else's articles like completely blind, and I should pull them up as you're covering it.
They also,
I don't want to get distracted like trying to read
anyway, they also I feel like they really changed the contrast of his face, like they like overexposed the photo, and
here we go.
So like, you see what I mean?
So it
looks like you made a copy of a copy of a copy.
Oh shit.
Which they might have like,
or a copy that you took a picture of a 1980s photo that was left in sun for a very fucking long time.
So it kind of seems like maybe they,
it looks like he's got facial hair.
He's got just like a shadow in the first picture, yeah, but in the second picture, he's got an all-out beard.
It looks like a straight up short beard. Yeah. Like,
so I think I think they probably also like gave it like some grain texture and stuff, so that it like softened the Photoshop. Skills.
And I mean, I know they're not going to do this because actually, how do they? Do you know how they do lineups? Do they actually take criminals, or do they get people that? I legitimately have no clue how that works.
I think it's criminals, or it's at least people in who have had a criminal history or something. Yeah.
But they're incarcerated at that point, or it's, like in jail or lineup. Something.
It can be just photos.
So this
one was a photo lineup is why they were able. Okay. Yeah, they didn't like conceal his tattoos.
I don't know why I just
asked
that.
I know.
Sorry, brain not work.
Head empty.
Yeah, head empty.
But yeah, I'm just like, how could anyone think that this is okay?
That looks very different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get trying to get rid of the tattoos and stuff, but I feel like if anybody is even remotely proficient with Photoshop, I'm not going to lie, you could fucking look around. Hell, you could... There are so many fucking people. Let me put it this way. There are so many fucking people that are proficient with Photoshop that could Photoshop out those tattoos and not make him look like his photo was taken from the 80s and left in a,
I have
you know,
apps
in
on my phone that will do that better than that. And it's not my skill. It's that, like,
weird.
The magic erase lasso tool works well.
Yeah. that's bizarre, dude.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, and he was the one that, I'm sorry, I'm like, I got so focused on the Photoshop shit.
I don't think he did it, but he accepted a guilty plea at first.
Hmm.
But I'm not sure. I mean, obviously his lawyer's not going to be like, yeah, he did it, but you guys fucked up the law. Like, he's not going to say that.
Yeah.
But,
jeez.
The details are pretty blurry.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Man, it's interesting.
Hear Finn hitting on the door behind us. Ooh, shit's not going good. But anyway, sorry.
Uh-oh. No. I just think it's more like a conversation piece where, like, do you think it's okay to edit a lineup photo?
Man, let's say
he is arrested now and he did the crime 10 years ago and they know that he got the tattoos after the crime took place.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Okay.
Probably. But even then, I think you would have to say we have altered this mugshot because he now has tattoos, but he did not have them at the time of the crime. And I feel like you have to be transparent about it.
One, and I agree. But man, this is like a fine line that you walk. Because,
I know, that's why I wanted to bring it up. I think it's
neat. Like, no, I agree. I think this is, well, first of all, this is the first time I've ever heard of anything like this.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
So thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I feel like, I don't know. I think I disagree with even touching the photo.
Yeah.
Like, and I would even go as far as to say, even if the crime occurred, like you said, 10 years ago, didn't have the tattoos, now they do have the tattoos.
I think you'd still have to disclose that you edited the
photo.
Well,
no, I'm saying don't edit it.
Really?
I just
say, here's his picture. Picture him without the tattoos. He didn't have him 10 years
ago. Well, no, not even that. Like, it's...
That should be a common sense thing. You weren't born with this.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like people... Okay. If you are, I'm trying to think about a situation that I was put in and I don't know if I even have this, but that I was just given like a quick glance of something, what I paid attention to,
right,
kind of thing,
right.
like nose, mouth, eyes, kind of thing, and like short hair, long hair.
It's
like,
hard to describe someone.
Yeah,
like,
you know,
and the first thing you're going to say is probably their skin color or complexion, or if they have some very visible huge scar.
Yes.
Or say if they're missing an eye.
Yeah.
Or if they have a cleft tooth. cleft lip or something very noticeable.
Something very,
ton of freckles or something like that. Or tattoos on their face.
Yeah.
That's an easy descriptor.
I just feel, I don't know. Like I said, you know, it makes me think if he was not masked and they're doing this, I completely disagree with it. If he was masked, I still think I disagree with
it.
Like, but at the same time, I also, and I'm going to play a devil's advocate to myself.
Yeah.
Someone with facial tattoos, man. I'm just putting this out there. Most of the time, they're a little bit rougher than someone without facial tattoos. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. And regardless of like...
Okay, my job's really weird, and I see a lot of what we might consider riffraff.
Well, but and I'm a not, lot of them and have I'm not facial judging, tattoos. No, but no. My point is that it's like, okay.
Yeah. It is way easier to get facial tattoos than it used to be.
Yeah.
So, like, people come into work, and, like, I had a girl come in the other day that had, like, a big heart tattoo on, yeah. like beside her eye. Like, pretty good size. I'm going to say, like, size of, like, a quarter. And she was, like... 19.
But my point is if you had her and the same girl beside her, or literally her, but without the facial tattoo, and you were like, one of these women committed a crime. No, I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and maybe this makes me, what, bigoted, or what would be the term? I don't even fucking know what I am, but... If I saw someone without facial tattoos...
You can't help but think that they're...
You can't help but think that it's like, okay, and this is, you know...
Yeah.
And I'm not... Whatever.
No, I know. You know. Me.
I'm just fucking...
I know.
But I think that the best way to remedy this is to not fuck with it at all.
Uh-huh.
In my opinion. So... but I'm looking at the time
and
we're gonna have to wrap because we gotta do a book club. Oh, I didn't have it ready, but that's okay. So let me get our social media stuff. Honestly, I picked this outfit out for Larry.
Aww.
Damn it. Okay, I'm putting my heels up. Damn it, Larry. I hope your tummy feels better, brother. let us know what you guys thought about episode 159 of the Tether Radio podcast. You can send all of that stuff. You can send it to tetherradio@gmail.com. Allie, I've realized that I just fall apart at the end of the episode.
I mean...
Like, on, I just... my
it's
head,
not like
my
I'm
head
stepping
goes for
to help.
My head goes for it, and I'm just like... anyway, send all that stuff to tetherradio@gmail.com. That is tetherradio@gmail.com. We're also on the homeless man's Twitter at @tether_radio. Instagram, suck, we're coming for you. @tether_radio. Facebook, suck, we're coming for you. Sorry, that's all I got. Tether Radio, all one word. We've got the Tether Radio After Dark Facebook group. If you haven't checked it out lately, there's a really funny tick video that that Matt posted. It's great. So check it out. It's a closed group. None of your crazy family and stuff will see that you're peeping on us. And honestly, that's probably a good thing. We also have Read with Tether, our Facebook group that is also a book club. If you want to increase your vocabulary, or Alicia, I apologize. This past book, that's my fault. I will take full credit. So we've got the Read with Tether Facebook group book club. You can join that and just check that out, and we post updates there. All of our show notes are posted in the newsletter, the Tether Radio newsletter. You can go to tetherradio.substack.com to check it out and sign up. What did you say, Allie? Oh, yeah, they should sign up, mm-hmm. Shouldn't they?
It's free and it's lovely.
Allie kills it every week. We also have Tether Radio Untethered. I apologize. I have, like, been super crazy, and by that, I mean... super shitty about posting those on time, but they do get posted eventually. Mm-hmm. Better late than never. Those are on Thursdays, and those are kind of our shorter rants, yeah. for lack of a better description. Anywho, I am thanking you. And Allie, you want to say thank you?
Thank you.
for joining us for episode 159 of the Tether Radio Podcast. I'm Daniel.
I'm Allie.
And we are once again thanking you for joining us. I just thanked you. Hey, guess what? Thank you.
So many thanks.
We are so thankful. We hope you guys enjoyed it. And be on the lookout next Monday. Take it easy, friendos.
Bye.